I caught up with Sharon Shannon in December 2009, and I was talking with her about her album at the time, Saints and Scoundrels, and I started by asking Sharon about the idea behind the collaborative and eclectic nature of the album and all the other musicians and artists involved.
Well, the original idea for the album was I had been doing a lot of work, and I still do a lot of work with Shane McGowan. And it's such great fun and very exciting and crazy and mad. Yeah. We were saying, wouldn't it be great fun to do an album, you know, called with loads of crazy kind of people doing mad, you know, crazy party songs or whatever. I was saying it would be good fun to have a theme for the album and call it Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So we started, you know, we were talking to people about it, and one of the people we were telling about it was Mike Scott, who is the main water boy who I used to work with years ago. Mm. And when we were telling him about it, he actually expressed a bit of interest in it, that he would like to be involved in it himself. Mm. And when he said that, it just, I thought, oh my God, if we're going to have Mike on the album, I would be in heaven if he would sing this amazing song that he used to sing years ago called Saints and Angels.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of my favourite songs in the whole world.
And I was reading, like you say there, because it was actually kind of penned back in the 80s, but never made it to an album back then.
Well yeah, he just never... It's a really beautiful, special song. Like, he used to just do it at only at really, really special gigs that were going really well. It was never in the set list or anything, yeah. But if it happened to be a really special gig, that song would get put in, or, you know, it was just lovely. So he was just saying the other day that for the Fisherman's Blues album, they just didn't have a version of it that he was happy enough with. So I, you know, and I saw my chance of maybe getting to record it again. And we both agreed that it wouldn't be a song that would fit into an album that's titled Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. So I said, I don't care, I'll change the whole theme of the album just so that we can have that song. So I just changed the name to Saints and Scoundrels.
Yeah.
And so the Saints and Angels, then Mike's song fits in perfectly.
Yeah,
and I was so happy. So that was the first track we recorded, which is about a year and a half ago now.
And that sort of set the standard, as it was.
But yeah, and it kind of, it gave us a bit more scope as well as regards, you know, potential guests to collaborate as well. It meant we weren't confined to Scoundrels only.
Yeah. But you've got an eclectic mix of Saints and Scoundrels, I suppose. You had like Carol Keogh, we know very well here, Jerry Fish, Imelda May, a lot of these people as well, you know. And Shane McGowan, you got on a track as well, that you were saying you'd done a lot of work with him.
That's right, yeah. And the Imelda track is, someone had suggested to me that I should check out Imelda. I had never met her, and that she would be a brilliant little scoundrel for the album. And so I checked her out on the net, and I was looking at stuff on YouTube and everything, and I just thought she was amazing, really brilliant, and just, this girl is really savage, mighty altogether. So but I didn't know how to go about it. I've never worked with someone that I didn't know already. At the Meteor Awards earlier this year, Imelda was there as well, and so I got to meet her at that, and we got to hang out, and we got on brilliant and became great friends. And but I didn't ask her that night. It was just later my manager asked her manager, would she be interested in this album of mine, the Saints and Scoundrels, and she said yes. And she was absolutely lovely to work with. Really, really, just so easy going and down to earth. And her and her band were on tour at the time when we were recording, and they had a gig in Dolan's in Limerick, we'll say, on a Wednesday night, and they were playing in Galway then on the Thursday night. Yeah. And my studio is about, the recording studio is about 12 miles outside Galway, down towards Limerick. So on the way up to Galway, to the soundcheck in Galway, they stopped off and recorded the song, spent 2 or 3 hours in the studio, and Imelda had that song written specially for the album.
Mm.
But the band were amazing as well, just as amazing as her. And they dropped off and did the song and went into town and to do their gig. So it was a great experience working with Imelda as well. Very inspiring and very you know, it's great to see someone that just has such a great work ethic and
Very hard-working woman, I believe. Totally
fearless as well.
But it's great in Ireland, because I noticed on, like you see on the album with Jerry Fish and stuff, and then also in Jerry Fish's album, he has Imelda and I think Carole Keogh. There's quite a good kind of unit, I think, of musicians in Ireland, isn't there? Kind of support each other when you're working away, you know?
I had heard Carole, and I loved her stuff as well, from Automata. I don't know if you just know that band. There's a song called "The Liberty Ring Out the Liberty Bells."
Yeah.
And I loved that track. And then I hadn't heard her for a few years till I heard her again on Jerry's latest album.
Yeah.
Doing that, she did two duet songs with Jerry, and I was blown away by her voice. And Jerry suggested. You know, he knew how much I liked her singing. He was saying, "Why don't you get her on the album?" But I did. That was another person that I didn't really know either. But it was through Jerry that we got that sorted out. He just said it to her, and she said that she'd love to be involved, which was great. I was delighted. Yeah. I love her singing.
Yeah, and it's I have had a good listen to the album and all, and it's a really kind of eclectic mix, as I say, of different people and all. And that was out in September, so people can get the album just now, sure, at Saints and Scoundrels. And the single we're talking about was released there at the end of November, and it's Saints and Angels, and that's featuring the Waterboys. So, you've got loads coming up. I'll just maybe mention here on the New Year's Eve, especially, you're down again in Killarney. I think you were down there last year, were you?
We were, yeah. And it was recorded for TV last year. It might be shown this year on TV, actually, last year's gig, on New Year's Eve in TG Cahir. But anyway, we're doing it again this year, and Imelda's doing it with us. Imelda will be singing Fairy Tale of New York with Shane McGowan.
Oh, wow, that'll be good, yeah.
Should be great fun. And Mundy's doing the gig as well, and the Cartoon Thieves.
Yeah, they were interesting. Something new for me to listen to them as well.
Yeah, they're the lads that sing Mama Lou, the first track on the album. And they're a great band altogether. They're actually doing the whole tour with us, and they'll play for... They're a really fantastic live band.
Yeah.
They're really good. Very, very good. There's five people in the band, and every one of them are amazing singers, and they do a lot of a cappella harmony vocals and everything, and they're really, really phenomenal musicians as well. So they play before us for half an hour, and then they join us at the end as well, you know, when everyone gets together for Mama Lou and Fairy Tale of New York and whatever else, Galway Girl, and you know, it's going to be just a big party.
So that's you in the 31st. I know you're down here for Kilkenny, Ennis and Donegal and Castlebar before that, so people can check that out on Ticketmaster, I'm sure. Thanks again for joining us on the programme, and have a great Christmas and all.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for having me, Heather.